Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He covers the Patriots for WBZ News Radio up in Boston. Adam Kaufman joining me right now on CBS Sports Radio. Adam, how are you?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. So, I'm guessing these types of things never get old for the people up in New England. But does this one have a? What, I guess give me the vibe on this one. Just given the Brady injury all week long, and B, kind of the rumors and innuendo kind of swirling around the team over the last month or so about some discord in the building. What's the vibe on this championship? An adjective you might use to describe this one?
Hard to say, I guess. I don't know. Maybe strange.
Yeah.
Strange is just sort of the way that you could kind of sum up the last couple of weeks. I mean, all the talk heading into the Tennessee game, the divisional round, was about that ESPN report that really nobody wants to talk about, although Robert Kraft did have what I thought was a very revealing comment on NFL Network this morning ahead of this game, saying that he's confident that he can keep Tom Brady and Bill Belichick together, that they will stay together for the foreseeable future, but that, you know, when all of this is done this season, everyone needs to sit down and kind of get their egos in check. I thought that was the most powerful statement that we have heard to date, because, you know, Belichick and Brady haven't really spoken about it, and prior to that, Kraft hadn't said much of anything either. And then you go into this game, one against the Jaguars that certainly all of New England was taking very lightly. I wasn't. I was tweeting about it for a week. This is a matchup that really frightened me. I thought that the Jags were the type of team defensively, especially, that could really rattle Tom Brady, and then the hand injury pops up, and all of a sudden that's all we're talking about for a few days. And he goes into that one with the tape, the black tape over the hand, the dozen stitches, according to Adam Schefter a little while ago, and goes out and has a good, efficient game. Started hot, got cold for a little while, and then did what he does, you know, with the 14 points, the two touchdown drives to Danny Amendola to cap the thing and the win over the Jags. And now it's back to Minnesota for a 40-year-old MVP favorite that seems like he's never, ever going to retire.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, Adam. And you know what's funny about that? I mean, you bring up the makeup of this Jags team, and you see all the promos leading into this week, and maybe not promos, but like the headlines. You know, I saw one of the New York papers had three men and a Brady. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
The talk of these four teams was it's Tom Brady and all these guys who aren't supposed to be here at quarterback. But anybody who follows the Patriots knows that the makeup of the teams that beat Brady in the postseason more often than not are the same makeup of not just Jacksonville, but these two teams that are playing right now, right?
Well, that's why I was very vocal about this throughout the week. I want, or prior to last weekend, I wanted the Patriots to face the Steelers. You know, I know they had a hard matchup in the regular season there that certainly could have gone either way, and the Pats benefited from a late call there in that one in the comeback, but it's sort of the devil you know. You know, Tom Brady has in his career really carved up that Steelers defense. Not a great D, yes. It's a tremendous offense, and you can never count out a group that has Ben Roethlisberger, Antonio Brown, and Le'Veon Bell. But this Jaguars team, to your point, I just looked at that defense, which you could argue the numbers are a little bit inflated, playing in the AFC South and a lot of sacks coming against a couple opponents and many of their really strong defensive games against those division teams, as opposed to giving up in excess of 40 points to the Steelers and, hell, in excess of 40 points to Jimmy Garoppolo and the Niners at that. But still, these are the teams, the defense-led teams that have guys like Blake Bortles and Eli Manning and Joe Flacco and a washed-up Peyton Manning on the other side that the Patriots have fallen victim to. And that worried me today. I didn't take this game for granted for 1 second.
Adam Kaufman joining me on CBS Sports Radio, talking about the Patriots' win over the Jaguars today in the AFC title game, 24-20. What's the concern level? There's an extra week off, so I would imagine it would be a different story if this were the regular season or if this were the divisional round heading to the conference title game. But after the game, Adam, the concern level of Rob Gronkowski and the hit that he took today to the head?
Well, so obviously we didn't learn anything about it after the game, and I don't know how much the Patriots even know about it right now. Concussions are so serious and fickle and unpredictable that, you know, we don't know how Rob Gronkowski is going to be feeling in a couple of days, let alone a couple of weeks. But I would say the concern is immense. You're talking about arguably the most important player in your offense next to Tom Brady, who may not be available now for the Super Bowl. He was important there in the first half today against Jacksonville, unable to play in the second half. And anytime that you're talking about your brain rattling around inside your head, there's no way to know which way that's going to go. You hope for the best, and you hope Rob Gronkowski is available, because we know how big he was in the in the playoffs in the past, even though the Patriots were able to win a Super Bowl without him last year. But you know, this, you don't have Julian Edelman this time around. As good as guys like Danny Amendola have been, or Rex Burkhead, Brandon Cooks had a great game today, Gronkowski is a focal point in this offense, and you hope, whether they're playing the Vikings or the Eagles, that he's available.
Yeah, you mentioned Amendola. Malcolm Butler jumped on with me for a couple of minutes earlier this hour, Adam, and I asked for his thoughts on Amendola, and he almost had to pause for a couple of seconds to think about the performance that Amendola had today. As someone covering this game and covering this team, how huge was Amendola's performance today for this team, given everything, you know, given everything in-game that was happening with this team, the Gronkowski injury, and the way that Jags defense was playing?
Well, it's like Gronkowski said last Saturday, right? It's Danny playoff Amendola. You know, it's almost like the Patriots keep him in bubble wrap throughout the regular season after he seems to annually take these discounts just to return back here and be a folk hero. But we saw it last week. He had the 10-11 catches for 112 yards, and then today came up with, I think it was, 7 for 84, something like that, but the 2 touchdowns in the fourth quarter. And, this is somebody that is, he shines when the lights are brightest. There's no fear of the moment. Tom Brady trusts him just to the nth degree and isn't afraid to find him. You think back to one of those, the second to last touchdown drive that brought them back from 20-10 to make it a 3-point game, where Amendola, the team had been so bad on third down conversions throughout the game. He has the, I think it was a 21-yard reception on third down. It was a 3rd and 18 to create the first down. Then a little bit later on, another first down for 14 yards, and then cap that drive with the 9-yard touchdown. And this is just Danny Amendola doing what he does, including the terrific catch that made people start to talk about the Wes Welker quote-unquote drop in the Super Bowl however many years back. So, like I said, I mean, you can't say enough about him. It's why Bill Belichick said that after the game, when he was asked about Amendola's performance, you look up good football player in the dictionary and you're going to see a picture of Danny Amendola. It's just what he does. And we've seen it in past playoff runs multiple times, and we're going to keep on seeing it on to Minnesota, I think.
Adam Kaufman, WBZ Radio up in Boston, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Adam, I guess more of a big picture question about the Patriots. It's no secret both of their coordinators are on their way to head coaching jobs. How good a job has the team done of staying focused through that? And I guess more so, once both Matt Patricia and Josh McDaniels take other jobs, is there any sort of concern level about backfilling them, or is it kind of an in Bill we trust sort of thing?
Well, I guess the short answer is it's definitely an in Bill we trust sort of thing. I think that as great a job as Josh McDaniels and Matt Patricia have done in their roles dating back to 2012 when both of them took those, assumed those coordinator positions, there have been ups and downs. And fans, it's what have you done for me lately? I mean, halfway through this game when the Patriots couldn't get out of their own way, it seemed like on both sides of the ball, my Twitter was just filled with, good luck, Colts. Yeah, have fun, Lions. Couldn't get them out of town fast enough. These guys are very important to this team, to the success of this team. There's the great trust and relationship between Brady and McDaniels, certainly on the offensive side. And Patricia runs that defense, has the trust of Belichick, who is a defensive-minded head coach. But once they are assumed to leave, then, it'll either be Brian Flores being the defensive coordinator, or if he ends up taking the Cardinals head coaching job, it'll end up being somebody else. I know there was a name floated earlier today there on the offensive side. You could see a guy like Chad O'Shea end up getting the job, who has a relationship with Brady and in the system as well. But it's just kind of a bunch of we'll see. But to me, the short answer is as long as you have Belichick, as long as you have Brady, I think the rest can kind of figure itself out.
Yeah, I'm really shocked that Twitter was overreacting to the game when it comes to Patricia and McDaniels. It's such a forum for well-reasoned debate while a game is going on. That's very fun.
Always.
Adam Kaufman, WBZ News Radio up in Boston. Hey, Adam, appreciate you making a few minutes. Enjoy the evening. I'm sure it's going to be rocking up there in the Boston area, and maybe we'll see you up in Minneapolis next week.
I'll tell you what, man, I'm just happy they had the afternoon game.
That was a little weird. Were people surprised that the Patriots didn't get the primetime game? Because I was.
Well, doesn't it, I may be wrong about this, doesn't it alternate every year? Because I know they
may
the game last year. I think it alternates AFC.
Does
AFC
it
every year? And I think that's what it was.
Okay, well, that seems like a fair. Yeah, my guess. I'm no disrespect to Nick Foles and Case Keenum. I'm just guessing that the nation doesn't want that with their dinner tonight. But at any rate, hey Adam, I appreciate you making time, man. We'll
Happy
do it again
it.
Soon.
Definitely.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.